Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it 100, spit it out your mouth.
Of course, I'm back in the building, and like I always do about this time, I'm reloaded! Ah, yes, K1's Internet Radio, you dig, I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number you got to dial to call into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to call into the show. Going to have a pretty interesting show tonight. I'm going to be talking about something that I was going to be talking about this, like, I don't know, man. It was a couple of months back. I was going to be talking about this particular subject. And I got sidetracked for some reason. I remember I typed the show up and everything, man. But I never did really get a chance to talk about it. But something sparked me into talking about it today. And I'll tell you what that is in a minute. But I want to welcome everybody to the show, man. Once again, thanks again. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the official web address to the show. All right. Tonight's show, while some may find it controversial, I can't really see how. What's the real controversy? But I know there's going to be somebody that's going to try and talk me down. There's going to be somebody to try and convince me that I'm crazy, that I'm not tolerant, that I need to step into the 21st century. All this other bullshit. So I got the guns cocked and loaded for those motherfuckers. Because what I'm going to be talking about tonight, is the rebel flag for the most part, but not necessarily just that. We're talking about heritage or hate. Episode 211. What we're going to be talking about tonight is people who are proud of their heritage. Like, for instance, now this is not the only people who are perpetrators of this, but they are the most notorious. The rednecks. The rednecks with their rebel flags. A lot of them like to say and preach that them having their rebel flag is not really racist. It's really about showing love, you know, and showing pride in their history and where they come from. Yeah. So, of course, I'm not buying that. Never have, never will. It's not going to happen. Yeah! All right? It's not going to happen. I don't... Something's going on with my... Hold on a second. Okay. Let me see. Yeah! Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what that was about. Anyway, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. All right. I'm live on the air, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. The days, however, I'm going to be shifting days. All right. But I'm live on the air at the same time, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, right now, as it stands. Now, the days used to be Monday through Thursday. So I was doing a show 4 days a week. But I'm on a reduced schedule. I really do plan on getting back to my 4 days a week schedule, but right now I'm just going to keep it realistically at 2 days a week. That's about as much time as I can dedicate to broadcasting K100 Radio per week, simply because I'm just overwhelmed with a lot of stuff going on with me now. I got performances this week and stuff going on with the music side of what I do. And so, therefore, I'm going to only be doing about 2 days a week now, all right? So, it's going to be either Monday, Tuesdays, 8 to 10 p.m., or Tuesday, Wednesdays. Now, some days I may slide in an extra day, but Thursdays, as it stands right now, K100 won't air on Thursdays for the foreseeable future. So, it's going to be like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday right now, all right? I just had to produce. I just got you. I can't. I'm only one person. The fucking clone is still on back order. My clone is still on back order. I still haven't got it in yet. These fucking geeks that sit around and build atom bombs and shit can't build nothing that people really fucking need. Well, they did make cell phones and the internet. But anyway, I need a clone. And until I get one, I can only be in one place at one time, so I had to reduce the schedule for K100 Internet Radio. Which is cool. It's cool. I'm really technically officially cutting Thursday. I just know I'm not going to be able to do it 4 days a week now, so I may do it minimum 2 days a week. That's what I'm trying to shoot for. Nothing less than 2 days, maybe three. Monday through Wednesday. It's probably what it's going to end up being. But Thursday, just can't do it. Just don't have enough time anymore with the album being out and me promoting and going and doing all this other extra stuff that comes along with that. And hopefully, that's the whole point of me doing it. But I really appreciate you guys that have been sticking with me throughout the sporadic time where I've only been doing like one or two shows a week, maybe go a whole week without doing the show, and you guys have still came back on the lines. I really appreciate it, all right? I really do. And you guys are still Facebooking and tweeting, all right, and all that stuff. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizm, B-L-I-Z-M, B-L-I-Z-M. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizm. I'm getting my tweet game up. I ain't even got 1,000 followers yet, but I'm getting my followers honestly on Twitter, you bastards. Okay, I'm not just going around spamming people just saying, follow me, I'll follow you back. You damn Twitter whores. That's all you are. You just easy Twitter whores. The whole fucking lot of you. But I'm not a Twitter whore. I'm also not a Twitter snob. If you follow me, I'll follow you back. I hate Twitter snobs. People got like 14,000 people following them, but you only following 800. What the fuck you think you is? A star for shit? You can't hit the follow button back? But that's neither here nor there. Episode 211. Heritage or hate? Heritage or hate? All right? That's what we're going to be talking about on the show. If you're an artist, and you want to get your music played on K1 Internet Radio, once a week now, we're going to be doing one of these shows a week. We're going to be doing something involved with music, or we're going to have an artist on here. We're going to play some music. We're going to do something. So if you want to get your music played on K1 Internet Radio, send it to K100Radio@gmail.com, okay? K100Radio@gmail.com. Send it to me there, all right? And when you send that to me, just put it to my attention, you know, Blizm, K100 Radio and all that. Make sure it's good music. Make sure it's in the MP3 format, all right? If it sounds like pure shit, well, then you know what's going to happen, all right? I'm going to flush it. So, make sure you guys give me some good quality material. But when we have the Ill or Kill episodes, where we do the music review and we let the people on the phone lines tell us what's popping with it, let us know whether or not they feeling it. It's not up to me. They're going to love it or they're going to hate it. And that's how that goes, all right? So, K100Radio@gmail.com. That's where you send your music and correspondence. If you got something that you want me to talk about on the show, sometimes some of my shows have been ideas of other people, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you do know that K100 started on Facebook as a Facebook group. And so, I get a majority of what I'm talking about on the show from Facebook, timeline, newsfeed stuff, Twitter tweets, and stuff like that. But I also get it from the daily news, local news, world news. And tonight, I got to give a little bit of credit to World Star Hip Hop, even though I want to kill myself for saying that. Yes, I want to kill myself for giving props to World Star Hip Hop for various reasons. I don't like World Star Hip Hop, all right? No secret. I've said it before. I don't like the site. It's not the fact that World Star Hip Hop is whack, because really it's not. It's not all that, but it's not whack because it's It's the nigga YouTube, okay? Let's be clear about that. World Star Hip Hop is the nigga YouTube. It's that simple. That's what World Star Hip Hop is, the nigga YouTube. Okay? YouTube has millions and millions and millions of stuff on there, and a lot of that shit you don't give a fuck about because you was a nigga. But World Star Hip Hop has went through and found all the ignorant shit that niggas might like and put it all in one location for you niggas. And threw a couple music videos in. That's basically what it is. It's the nigga YouTube. I'm just saying. Now, this is not hate. This is just facts. World Star Hip Hop, in fact, does put stuff on the site that promotes and degrades us as black people. Now, before you even say anything about that, this is all tied into the show. The whole show spawned up a post that I've seen. Somebody posted from World Star Hip Hop. Okay, they posted a post. The post came from World Star Hip Hop. That's what caught my attention. And that's what reminded me that I never did the Heritage of Hate show. And that's kind of that's why I'm talking about World Star right now. All right? But earlier today, somebody had a post on World Star Hip Hop. They had a post from World Star Hip Hop that they posted up. And it was for a game. All right? It was for a game called Slavery. Yes. Let me say that again, so I want you to pay attention. Hold on, let me stop the music. Let me stop the music. The game was called Slavery. Yes, yes, yes. You know, like Black Ops. You know, like it's a game. It's a video game. It's called Slavery. All right. And on the game, the point of the game is to get as many. It comes on and it says, you know, imagine you're in a slave trade back in the day, and you know, that's you. The whole point of the game is you're gonna be a slave trader, right? And you're gonna you're gonna get points and get and the point of the game is to get as many slaves as you can and get rich off of it. And that was the game. That's what the game was about. You feel me? And what that did was made me realize that I never did this show. Because, and I'm trying to load up right now. I'm actually trying to load up real quick the thing so you guys can listen to it. Hold on a second. I think I got it right here. Hold on a second. Let me see if I got this. Okay, listen to this. This is the fucking trailer for the game.
When Europe ruled the world and make a tremendous fortune. Buy slaves. Discipline them. Exploit them. Become the most powerful slave trader. Slavery. The game. Coming soon.
So now, that was the trailer, and the game looked pretty well designed and put together. The designers and the developers of the game, it looks all professional. It's all graphic and that's celebrating the death of those motherfuckers that made that game. Now, the reason why I play that for you, and the reason why I'm talking about World Star, and I never like to boost World Star, I don't even like mentioning their name, honestly, because they have a knack for finding just the worst in us and broadcasting it to the world. You know, all these silly ghetto-ass, dumb nigga shit that we do all the time, and they blast it across the world. Now, like somebody said on the show earlier, they're just the messenger. It's really the silly motherfuckers who actually do the dumb shit and then record it and then upload it to World Star who are the dumb motherfuckers. But you know, and if World Star didn't do it, then YouTube would still be out there. Then what? So, okay, I understand all that. I get that. I dig that. I understand all that about the whole situation with World Star. Problem is, that doesn't change the fact that World Star is, in fact, the nigga YouTube and the central location to find out just how fucking silly we can be. Now, with that being said, My point about the show, which is episode 211, Heritage versus Hate, and I'm going to get ready to go ahead and read the synopsis and open up the phone lines. They have a right to make that game. Let's just be absolutely positively clear. They have a right to make that game slavery. All right? It's their choice. No one can tell them that they can't make it or whatever. And we had it. I posted the link up on Facebook. I had a couple people go back and forth talking about the game, and I'll read some of the comments or whatever on down deep into the show. But the point of it is, there are people who are proud of that era, who are proud of that time frame. You know, they wish they could go back. Nowadays, they're known as the Tea Party. Yeah, if you think the Tea Party is a real live political party, then you're a fucking idiot. And I don't really, there's no point in you trying to engage in a conversation with me on K100 Radio, because I'm just not going to see your point. I'm not going to relate. I don't give a fuck. I know that they're a bunch of closet racists pawning themselves off as a political party. And so I'm like, fuck them, fuck CNN, because they're actually giving these motherfuckers a national, worldwide cable broadcast of their debate. Like, these motherfuckers, I mean, the Democrats, Republicans, they're no better in a lot of ways, but still. We know, we saw the nooses outside the rallies and the AK-47s with the Obama effigies being hung. And all of a sudden, within 4 years, they're a viable fucking political party. You give them that fucking respect, CNN, you stupid fucks. You're no fucking worse, or no better, I mean. They're fucking world star right now, CNN. I'm upset with CNN about it. We'll talk about them. We'll get to them. All right. 347-934-0966, that's the number down to the show. I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines, all right? 347-934-0966, all right? For those of you who are on the phone line, I got a few people on the phone line, so I don't recognize some of the numbers and some of these block numbers. I don't know why you people call me from block phones. I hate that. That really, really annoys me. But the point is, I'm going to read the synopsis now, what we're talking about, Heritage versus Hate. So, yeah, like I said, I was going to do this show a while back, and it got scrapped because, you know, frankly, I needed to boost my numbers for that week. And so I had to talk about sex again. All right, I had to talk about fucking. What are you going to do? You can blame that. You can blame that on, I don't know, just the ignorance of niggas. I don't know. They love to talk about sex and silly shit more so than serious shit. But blame it on the masses. But today, I saw a disturbing post online about a new video game coming out called Slavery. And it jogged my memory about this show. All right? Jumping to a point. The point is to sell as many slaves as you can and get money and blah, 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 and all that. See, there are groups of people in this country. There are groups of people in this country. Hell, groups of people in this world whose historic and ethnic backgrounds are synonymous with some of the most egregious events in history. Bar none, that is not arguable. All right? If you were German after the 1940s, let's say it's 1958, and you're a German, you were not proud of that. You know that you represented the country who killed a couple of million people and tried to take over the fucking world forcefully. You weren't going around saying, "Oh yeah, I'm German and I'm proud." Woo! Yeah, baby. Heil Germany. No, you're probably somewhere hiding, trying to goddamn avoid a war tribunal for war crimes. You may cringe a little bit when you see a mob movie if you're just a normal, hard-working Italian. Italian people who just go to work and just want to make an honest living, they fucking hate mob movies, because it gives you a depiction of being Italian that has been ingrained in people's brain. So those people actually boycott and picket mob movies. They don't like them. They don't like the whole mafia mob lifestyle because it's been so synonymous with being Italian for all these years. If you're Japanese, I seriously doubt you will post your national flag in your place of business if you operated in fucking Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. You see, sometimes you just can't be so proud of the heritage, because sometimes what your heritage represents, not if you're in, because see, America is a mutt country. So sometimes what your heritage represents when you're in this country could be highly offensive to another group of people. And this is a mutt country what we live in. Just jumble this all up together, all right? So just the way, that's the way things are panned out for us, okay? But still, rebel flags wave real high today in the South, all right? You can drive around the South in some neighborhoods, some parts of this country in the South, and they got big ass. If you ever drove down 75 South in Georgia, going towards Florida on 75 South, there's a fucking huge, when I tell you huge, this shit has got to be all of like 200 feet big and wide and shit. Huge fucking rebel flag on the side of the highway that this business is waving. Big ass fucking flag. Proud as hell. They love it. They're proud to be Southern, is what they would have you believe. They would try to convince you and I, rational thinking people, and sometimes irrational on K100, but rational for the most part thinking people, that that's not a way to say, fuck you niggas, I wish we won. Yeah, I wish the Confederacy won. I wish the Confederacy won. When the Tea Party says they want to get their country back, you know, what is it? What's happened to our country? You know, when they want to get the country back to the way it's supposed to be, like, all this shit. Back when they had the fucking Boston Tea Party, slavery was still legal. So now what you're telling me is you wanted to be like the old days. You wanted to be back then. Is that what you're trying to tell me? But you're trying to tell me you're just a regular political party? Nobody's racist in your organization, though. Let me go ahead and finish reading because I got the phone lines blowing up. So, in short, rebel flags still wave high today in the South and other parts of the country. They are proud, quote-unquote, of their Southern heritage, boy. But are they really racist? These are the questions for K100 Radio Episode 211. And they're real short and sweet, all right? Question number one, should people who have rebel flags in their house and their homes and all big and waving proud, should they automatically be considered racist? When you see one of those people with the rebel flag, do you automatically say they are racist? Should you say that? Is that right or wrong mentality that you should you even take that stance? Just because they got a flag in their window. But I'm gonna bring you the devil's advocate on that in a little bit. Question number two, is having pride for your heritage wrong when you know your ancestors committed atrocities? White power! Woo! What's wrong with white people being proud of being white? Except for the fact that they fucking had slavery. But you don't hear, you got proud Catholics. Ever heard of the Crusades? Question number three. What do you think of the game slavery being made and sold? Do you think that they should have the right to do that? You just like, they have the right to do it, but I'm not going to promote it. Or do you think that anybody like, if PlayStation makes that game, or if Microsoft or Xbox or whoever else makes that game, should they be boycotted heavily? Should that be front page news that this game even exists? Or should it just be how it is now? Like, a couple people may have heard about it. And Black World Star said something. Haven't heard it on CNN. Of course, if it was the Holocaust game, where you get money and fame for killing Jews, you'd have those motherfuckers on Fox News and CNN all day long boycotting and protesting. But that's a testament to how much they stick together and how much we don't. Question number four. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Question number four. Are you proud of your true heritage? Are you proud of your true heritage? Or do you hate what your ethnic group's reputation is in the world? Now, that question right there is going to fuck a couple of y'all up. And let me tell you why. Because, frankly, I like being black. I got a problem with being black. I guess you could say I'm proud. But at the end of the day, we know our reputation in this world. I mean, am I really proud to be the race of people who sold our people to another race of people? I don't know. 347-934-0966, K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Episode 211. First up, we got Ben the Bad Phoenix, then we got Twink. I see 856-850-904 checking in. A lot of people on the phone line. A lot of people want to talk about this. If you're on Facebook and Twitter, tweet the information out. Let them know what we're talking about. This is a serious discussion. Oh, I'm gonna get to some of y'all in a little bit. Y'all gonna run into my. I got a booby trap nice and set up. I'm gonna make some of y'all question. You know, is y'all really black? You really love being black for real? I don't know. I think some of y'all really ain't as proud as you really think you are to be black. 904 is on the line. We got a lot of people on the phone line. 347-934-0966. First up, Billy Bad Phoenix. What'd it do?
Nothing much, man. Just came in from Atlanta, man. A little sick, but I'm managing.
That's what's up, man. Hey, I wasn't in the city, man. I would have got up with you and hung out with you, man. But I was getting in as you was getting up out of here, homie.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it was a little bit rough weather, but it's all good.
Shit, I was in Florida. It was pouring down rain. Bad. But glad you called into the show. Appreciate that. All right. So let's go ahead and jump to the questions real quick. Let's go ahead and jump to the questions, okay? Question number one, Billy Bad, for episode 211, all right? Should people who have rebel flags in their homes and cars and shit, should they be automatically considered racist?
It's more of a, I don't think so, it's more of an act.
What you mean?
Anybody can be proud of who they are and where they came from, who would be judged by that? You know, it's more along the lines of how you present yourself. If you come out talking about the N-word, this and boy that, and you should go back to people calling that stuff, then yeah, I would be racist.
Okay.
I mean, you live in Georgia just as well as I do. Or like, prime example. And I know you got calls. Prime example. When me and Kid came down to Panama City, and we passed by this bike club, this 1% outlaw bike club.
Uh-huh.
Nothing but Confederate flags everywhere.
Uh-huh.
You know, nothing but Confederate flags. So you know they're 1% nation bike clubs. So you know, if you've seen Gangland about the 1% nation, they don't like blacks.
Okay.
You know where their descendancy came from. They came from the General Lees and all that stuff. You know, so for those types, yes, I would consider them racist.
Well, this is my problem. If you're gonna consider them racist, they're waving the same fucking flag as this other guy that's like right down the street from me, who loves to come outside all the time and say, "Hey, what's going on, guy?" and blah blah, and just seems so jovial and friendly, but he has this huge ass fucking rebel flag tattoo on his arm, like this fucking crack ass senior chief I had one time in the Navy. You know what I'm saying? You know, just the hugest rebel flag on his arm. That, once I saw that, I knew me and him wasn't going to get along. I knew at some point me and him was going to have problems. Because to me, there is no difference. Listen, you know at the end of the day what that flag stood for in his heyday. In his heyday, yeah, it stood for the side of people who wanted to keep beating and whipping the black people and wanted to keep them slaves. Now, if you want to represent the South, there's a lot of ways you can represent the South. You could get you a Alabama flag, state flag. You could get a Mississippi flag because they was the rebel flag forever and a day. I mean, you know, a lot of the flags in the South just removed the rebel flag off of it. All that tells me is you wish that the Confederacy would have won. You're proud of those people. But why are you proud? What are you proud of? Are you proud of what they stood for? Because what they stood for was the continuation of slavery. So I don't understand how you can have the flag and rock the rebel flag and not be a racist and not like black people. You don't have to be the kind of racist that's going to go out and just beat a black guy up randomly just on GP because today is Tuesday. You don't have to be that extreme. But, nigga, at the end of the day, you still really don't like black people. You still really wish this country was, at best, the way it was in the early part of the 20th century, you know, before desegregation. That's about as far as you want to take it. You may not necessarily want us to be slaves. You may not want to whip us with chain whips and shit. But, oh, nigga, you wish it was still 1940-something around this bitch outside of World War II. Don't get it fucked up. And I know you do. And you can't convince me otherwise. I don't give a fuck what you say. Period.
Right.
There's no convincing me of that. But that's my opinion. So we'll go to the next question.
Right.
And I'm not moving on it. I don't give a fuck. Period. All right, question number two. Is having pride for your heritage wrong when you know your ancestors committed atrocities? Now, this is more than just the rebel flag. It's bigger than that. See, this is why I'm having the show. Because you got other people who committed mad atrocities, and they wear their flags high, too. See, the only reason why we only talk about the rebel flag is because it's the one we can associate with most, because we're Americans and we're black in this country. But you've got people from other countries. You've got people over here who may wear the Rwanda. You got actually Africans with the Rwandan flag up. Like, I'm proud to be Rwandan, whatever, nigga. You motherfuckers committed genocide against each other, nigga. Are you proud of that? Why are you rocking that flag? What are you happy about? Haiti. You see, nigga, Haitians love to rep Haiti, nigga. Haiti is fucked up. They were one of the major perpetrators in the slave trade. Okay?
Yeah, that's true.
You can't tell a Haitian not to love Haiti, nigga. You might get murked. Choppers on deck. You don't want no problems with them. They love Haiti. You see how they treated the people down there when that earthquake just happened not too long ago? You love that? You proud of that? That's your country. That's what you represent, though. Word.
Yeah, I mean, they don't want Wyclef Jean to
president. I'm going to piss everybody. I'm pissing people off tonight. That's why my phone lines are jumping. That's why everybody hitting the number one. You feel me? Oh, yeah. See, we can't sit here and criticize these motherfucking white boys for having pride for some fuck shit when we got pride for some fuck shit, too. Vis-a-vis, don't know if I'm necessarily so really into rocking the red, black, and green African medallion when I'm 30-something like I was back in the day. Probably won't do it. Probably won't do it.
Black Panthers?
The Panthers hat. Hey, I don't know. Just saying. I'm black and I'm proud. Really? Are you? We'll get to that. Question number three. What do you think about that game, the slavery being made? The slavery game. What do you think about that?
You know, I seen it on World Star Hip Hop myself, and I didn't pay attention to the title because, you know, I like video games and I like games with good graphics and storylines.
Uh-huh.
And then when I seen it, I was just like, what the fuck?
Right.
You know, it really raised a huge question mark on my head. It's like, are they really going to go through with this? You know, it's going to raise too much.
The question is not, are they? They have. So it's really a real game. That's not that, that we're not here to discuss whether or not it's going to be done. The game is developed. It's they're just going to mark.
They don't have a release date yet.
Right, so that's so that's what's going down. That's what's going to happen. So, did it make mad? Do you think they should have the right to sell that game? Should it be boycotted to the point where they can't even sell it? Yeah, it's America.
People have a right to do what they want. You know, especially if it's going to be sold here. You know, you got to think about who's going to buy it and who's going to get judged for buying it. Yeah, they have a right to make it because you know you have video games. I'm saying you have video games already where you know. Let's see, give an example: Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Gangbanger game, prostitution, pimping, all that stuff. Nobody raised a protest about that. But, of course, when it comes to...
That's because all that's true. All that stuff really
true.
The slave trade... Well, the slave trade happened. That was true. People made money off of it. What's wrong with playing a game about it? Huh? What's the problem with that?
Why be a black person and play a game that's going to sell your people to the people that we didn't like back in the day 400 years ago.
Did you play Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, I played Grand Theft Auto. Yeah.
Okay. So, gangs are one of the biggest problems that they get more young black men killed and locked up outside of the dope game than anything. But you still play, and that depicted gangs. That gave gang life some credence. You feel me? That made it look cool to be a gangster in a fucking video game. No one said anything about that. No one stopped playing Grand Theft Auto when San Andreas came out.
Oh no, of course. I mean, nobody ain't gonna stop playing it. You know, and even some of the games, even some of the video games that are similar to that, like Saints Row, and all that stuff.
Okay.
You know,
I'm
like they got a third edition coming out. You know.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying when people answer that question tonight, you gotta think about anything that you have been doing with the shit too. That was negative niggas. That's what the fuck I'm saying. Alright? Question number four.
For me, I'm not going to play no game called slavery, though. But it's not going to influence me to join a gang and get jumped in or whatever. It's not going to influence me to do that.
I'm just saying, people. I'm gonna be a hypocrite tonight, and I'm not even gonna apologize for it. I don't care. When I'm hypocritical, I say, yeah, I'm being hypocritical. Suck my dick. I don't care. It is what it is. That's how tonight I'm gonna be very hypocritical. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing
so
I'm trying to rationalize my hypocrisy.
Would you purchase the game?
Okay. Last question.
Okay,
would
you purchase the game with him?
Why would I purchase that fucking game? I'm even mad. I'm really mad at myself for reposting it on Facebook and actually getting it a couple of more plays on fucking WorldStar, which I hate too. But I had to do it. I just had to. Just in case some of you motherfuckers didn't know, I had to do it. And I hated the fact that I had to do it. If there was a way I could get people to know about that without giving WorldStar one single fucking play for it, I would have done it, but I didn't. I couldn't find another way, so I did. And I don't even like that aspect of it. But I love Grand Theft Auto. Question number four. Are you proud of your true heritage, or do you hate what your ethnic group rep in the world?
True heritage is being
black.
The true heritage is being from the motherland. Before all that stuff went on, before we got bought out, before we even came here. The true heritage I'm proud of is the fact that we became smarter. We became inventors, you know, all these types of fields, and we did so much for half of the country, if not all of it. You know, but those who were back in the day did all that stuff to revolutionize the country today, barely get any credit for it. Now, back up to today, am I proud of some of the stuff? For some people, yes. But for those who like to, you know, take the easy way out, so to speak, I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud of how we're stereotyped. I'm not proud of that.
Okay. All right. Stand by, Billy.
Yeah.
I got people on the phone line. Stand by.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, and I'm going in the row, please, ladies and gentlemen. I've got right now about 50 people with their hands raised, and it's like almost 20-something people on the phone lines and 15 people with their hands raised. Please bear with me. I'm going straight down the line in the way the calls came in, okay? Next up, but I want to ask everybody the questions. Next up, Twink. After Twink, 856. After that, 904. After that, 850-319. After that, Michigan Girl. Then I see a 678 and a private number. And then a 404. Those are the immediate calls coming up. One of my 850s hung up. Hopefully they call back. I'll jump back up to the line. All right, right now. Twink, what'd it do?
What's going on, Blair?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. Really appreciate it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizm. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizm. BLIZM. Episode 211. Heritage or hate? Twink, what say you? Question number one, all right? Should people who have rebel flags in their home or on their car automatically be considered racist?
You know, in all honesty, no, because some people that have it, it's because of their upbringing. It's because they are ignorant to what the flag really means, and that's the problem that we have in America nowadays, because people don't actually take time to research and find out what things that they represent mean. They just go, oh, that's cool, my dad had it, I want it too. So you can't automatically assume anything about anyone. Like you said about the guy down the street from your house, even if in the back of his mind he's thinking, damn, I wish we won, you know, you still can't be like, fuck that nigga if he's still at least going to be a cordial to you. You feel me?
So what you're saying, and I don't. Just because I'm raised in the South, and I noticed that people that's from up north who haven't really been in the South, when they first come down here, and they ride through one of these neighborhoods, and they see all these goddamn flags, they see a rebel flag, and they're like, what the fuck? You know, motherfucker, we the North won, but motherfucker still ain't let that shit go yet. It's been a long time, over 100 years, you know what I'm saying? So I say that to say this, to what you just said. Yes, I won't be a straight-up asshole and just be like, oh, if he comes over, like the guy up the street, you know, he speaks whatever, I speak back. You know what I'm saying? I don't just be like, if that motherfucker's got that flag on his car, I'm going to punch him in his fucking face if he say one fucking word. I'm not like that. But make no mistake about it.
Oh, no, I wasn't saying that you were like that. I was just using that as an example. I was just using that as an example.
I know, but what I'm saying is, make no mistake about it. This is my point. I absolutely think that he's a racist at the end of the day. He's just a functioning racist. He's just one of the racists who understand that certain things are just not going to fly in this day and age. But really though, you really don't like black people like that at the end of the day. So yes, I feel like yes, you really are really at the core of what you are as a person, you are racist. If you really have that much pride in that flag, because you know what the fuck that flag really stands for. See, the thing what people are going to argue about on the show tonight is, what does it stand for? It's just a flag. What does it mean? It just means I'm from the South. I love being from the South.
The people that make that argument are the ignorant people I was speaking of that would say that just means I'm from the South, because there's black people. I know of black people because I lived in South Carolina for a number of years. I live down south. I know black people that have that on their car, and it's just, oh, I represent the South when I have this on their car. And it's young black people. It's young people, period, that don't understand where that came from.
So you know a black person with a rebel flag on their car?
I do.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually related to the dumbass.
Right. That's for your cousin and them, whoever the fuck nigga is. All right, man, you can tell him I said it. I tell him to his face. You got a problem with it. Because he's a fucking idiot. And anybody, and any other black person on my phone lines with a fucking rebel flag on your car, you a fucking idiot. I'm not going to go back and forth with you about why. You're so stupid, I probably don't even want to debate with you about why you're doing it, because you're that stupid, you're not even going to get it. But I will, because she's the stupidest for the show. Is having pride for your heritage wrong when you know your ancestors committed atrocities? Should Germans be proud to be German?
All right, you know what? I am German. I was born in Germany. I stayed in Germany for a couple of years. My grandmother is Cuban. My grandfather is Puerto Rican.
But you're
not white German. My dad is, huh?
You're not a white German.
I understand, but you asked about being your heritage, you know, where you're from. I was born in Germany. I'm Cuban, and I live in Baltimore. I hate the movie Scarface because of how they depicted the Cubans when they came over. I hate The Wire because of, you know, yeah, it might have been the truth, but it still sucks ass that whenever I tell somebody I'm from Baltimore, oh, you're from The Wire? That shit sucks.
The answer is what? It's still okay to have pride about your country or whatever, even though it's committed heinous atrocities.
I mean, you know, America's committed heinous atrocities, and people, American.
I've never sung the song, I'm proud to be an American. Well, I know I'm free. See, first of all, the first two lines is a fucking lie. Bitch, you ain't free. It's levels of freedom. You just got a higher level of freedom. So you're closer to being what freedom may really be than a third world country, but bitch, you ain't free. I know black people in this country ain't free. We just not. Just simple truth of it. Alright? So, I'm glad I live in America. I've been to other countries. You know what I'm saying? And it's better than a lot of them, so I'm glad I live here rather than live there. But I don't have this great sense of proud to be an American. I never have. Now, it's because of my upbringing. My mom's, you know, she gave me the real and kept it raw with me. She was a Panther back in her days and everything. So I know my history, and I know why I'm not proud to be an American. You know what I'm saying? I'm not proud to be one. I am one, and I claim it because it is what it is. That's what I am. But am I proud? Are you proud to be an American?
Honestly, no, because it America does fuck shit. I'm not proud to be American. I am not proud to be German.
I don't want to live anywhere else. And if somebody's coming to take this motherfucker from us, and I really don't know where else we're really going to go that's really on point like we are over here, yeah, I might pick up the AK and the chopper and goddamn probably bust back at you because, you know, I might. But it ain't because I'm just filled with pride.
It's self-preservation. You're trying to preserve your way of life. It's the difference between self-preservation and being proud.
Okay.
If you want to preserve your way of life, that's cool. But that doesn't mean you have to be proud of it. If I fought with my mama because she did some fuck shit, yeah, I'm going to beat your ass. I ain't going to be proud and beat your ass because, you know, my mama fucked up, but hey, that's my mama. I got to defend her. You feel me? It has nothing to do with pride. You defending yourself.
Okay. Question number three. What do you think about the game slavery? What do you think about that game? You think they should have the right to sell that game? Should they be stopping selling that game? Should they be stopping selling it?
Like I said on your status, on the link, I actually went on the website. I called the manufacturers of the game. The game is being sold. It's going to come out 2012. Whether I think it's right or wrong, it doesn't matter in all actuality because there's other games that depict it's slavery. It's something that happened. There's games that depict other facts in history. There's a game about World War One. That was a fucking situation.
But in that game,
so if they can sell that game, then
I think it's Call of Duty. Is Call of Duty a World War One joint? I think Call of Duty is, or one of them other games. There's a lot of games that are set in the scene of the time, but don't focus on the atrocities of that particular war. All you do is go through and you're killing the Germans. You're killing the bad guys in that. See, if the slavery game was all about tracking down slave traders and then fucking cutting them up and gutting them motherfuckers and killing their motherfucking ass and their kids and shit, I wouldn't have a problem with the slavery game. But it's not. It's about actually doing and following up and trying to do the exact atrocity.
I don't think the game should have even came across anyone's mind, let alone been even generated to have a commercial. I'm sorry, but I have to say something about World Star Hip Hop. I really hate them, and they pick what videos they put on there. You have to pay to get your shit on World Star Hip Hop. It really irritates me that they're such a big entity and make such a big fucking impact in the world that they can't take the time to post one positive thing on their site. Like, it just really fucks with me. Like, I know YouTube, you can go and put whatever you want on there, whatever. It's a free site. Do what you want. But the fact that some place that you have to pay to advertise yourself would take their time to go, nope, that's a positive message. We're not going to do that. Oh, this shows some fuck shit. Let's put this on the front. You feel me? That shit just really irks my goddamn nerves to my core.
I concur. Question number four. I don't like World Star either. So, you know, there's no surprise. I've said that before on my show. I don't really care. Are you proud of your true heritage? Are you proud of your German heritage? Are you proud to be German? Are you proud to be African, mixed with African American or whatever it is? Because I thought you was black, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? Are you proud of that?
I'm glad that I'm where I'm at now. I'm proud to be me. I'm not proud of the things that people in my past have done. But I'm proud that I was able to learn from that.
So you're not proud of that, of being that perfect. I just wonder about these people who come from these places that are fucking horrible. And they have so much pride. Like Mexicans. Shit, Mexicans are Mexicans. I never understand the huge sense of pride that the Mexicans have. And I got to mute you because you got a lot of background noise. I never understand. Hold on, Swing. I'm just muting you. I'm not hanging up. I never understand the whole big sense of pride that all the Mexicans have. And Mexico is fucked. Completely up. Fucked up. It's so fucked up that you want to leave Mexico and come over here and live, but yet still, you're really, really, really proud of Mexico. I'm like, why? What are you so proud of about the country? That's where you're from or whatever, you're Mexican or whatever, but why do you go around with you take your shade down out of your living room, and there are Mexicans here, then when you drive around certain areas of Atlanta, they don't have blinds in the front of the house. They took the blinds down and put up the Mexican flag. There are no curtains. The Mexican flag is their curtain. Why did you leave? If you love it so much. That's your heritage. Why? Where are you going? You're never going to get that. That heritage will never be appreciated as much as it is in America, as much as it is there, unless you maybe live in New Mexico or Arizona, which is basically fucking Mexico at this point now. That's a whole nother discussion. All right. The point of it is, ladies and gentlemen, the point of it is, I sometimes lose with the blind love and just so much pride in something that shits on you or just is just has is notorious for like treating its people wrong. That's what I feel about Haiti. I'm like, why do y'all love y'all love the fact that y'all are Haitian and y'all love Haiti so much, but that country is shitted on its people for years. If you're like 30 something years old and you leave Haiti and you got a big flag saying I love Haiti so much, what? Nigga, you 30 years old. You went through the brunt of it, nigga. You went through the worst shit ever. Them motherfuckers have been fucked up the past 30 years. I'm trying to figure out what the pride is. See, I don't walk around really saying I'm proud to be this whatever. I like being black. I'm cool with being black. I'm happy about it. I'm not mad. I'm not an angry black guy. But I'm not just all around I'm so proud of my people. I'm just like, yeah, we all right. We done did a lot of fuck shit to each other continually, and we do it today, all the time. Biggest crabs in the bucket on the planet right now, especially in this country, bar none. Unarguable. I got proof. I can show you. So I don't get it. But we're gonna go to the next caller. All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 904-207, and then 856 is up next. 904.
What up?
What up? It's Mike G.
What's up, player?
What's going on, Mike G, in the building? 856 up next. 850-319. Mystery Girls after that. K-1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Episode 211.
Hey, stop picking on Germans.
Hey, man. It is what it is.
You think, Germans in
you
the
think I'm going to have this show and let the Germans slide?
I ain't got nothing to do. I'm just saying. I mean, like,
I'm not letting the Germans slide.
World War II history, like, they didn't even know about all them atrocities. 80-90% of the people didn't know what Hitler was fucking doing.
But they still put him to power. They still put him to power.
They was fucking stupid. I mean, they were stupid back then. You know what I'm saying? But to say, you know, I'd be proud if I was German, you know what I'm saying? Because, shit, them motherfuckers got some ingenuity for your ass. I mean, shit. That was one motherfucker that manipulated the government, you know what I'm saying? But to say that all
they knew. Now, stop it. You borderline acting, talking crazy. A lot of them knew.
They knew. They didn't like Jews, but, you know what I'm saying? But they didn't know that Hitler had camps where he was killing millions of them. No, they didn't know that shit, man. They did not know that shit.
Find out
your history, dog, straight up. 89% of those people didn't know that shit.
Not give a fuck about finding out my nigga. I know my history. I know a lot of them didn't know, but bitch, a whole bunch of them did. I don't give a fuck, and a whole bunch of them
motherfuckers was executed when we won the war. They was executed.
I don't play what the fuck they knew. They knew. They knew. A whole bunch of them knew.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, you being just a racist to say a whole country, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you're a German, you shouldn't be proud. You know what I'm saying?
Should they be proud? Should they be proud? I asked was the question. Should they be proud to be? Let's get to the fucking point. Episode 211, question number one. All right. Should people who have rebel flags in their home and cars automatically be considered racist?
Yeah, to me.
Now,
a white dude tried to explain that shit to me one time. He said, "Do you know how many people died in the Civil War?"
I said,
"Oh, you know." He said, "Like over a million Americans died in the Civil War."
Yeah, shitloads of them. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and he was just saying that, you know, in the South, of you know, like he said, his grandfather didn't own no slaves. You know what I'm saying? You know, he was just trying to explain that, you know what I'm saying, like 80% of the people that died for the Confederate, you know what I'm saying, that they didn't, you know what I'm saying? Now, most of the motherfuckers like him, I don't know, it's probably about 50-50. But at the end of the day, I told him, I said, if the shit even has a chance of offending somebody, why would you fly the shit? Care what people think, blah blah blah, you know. But
why do you play your rap music loud riding down the street when it might be offensive to some people? You don't give a shit about that, do you?
Exactly. So I'm just as ignorant. So, you know, I've done shit like that. Shit. So you know what I'm saying? So
are you gonna get away with that fucking ridiculous statement I just said? I just tried to compare hip hop to the fucking Confederacy, and you said, yeah, okay. You're fucking. First of all, that was the dumbest shit I could ever fucking say. I just want to see if you're gonna catch it. That's fucking retarded. It's not the same fucking thing, okay? The fucking rebel flag represents the Confederacy of the United States, represented the side who wanted to keep slavery ongoing. Me riding down the street playing my fucking music with profanity in it is not the same thing. I can ride down the street saying bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks as much as I want to. But I didn't actually go out and strangle a bitch from a tree and then fucking take her child and rape her child and say you fucking hoe, you trick. That's why it's not the same fucking thing. That's why I don't have to.
Hey, man, you talking about crimes that happened over 100 years ago.
I don't give a shit. You know what it means? You don't give a fuck about how long it was. I don't care. I know what the fuck it means and what it stood for, and the motherfuckers do too. They racist. Question number two. Is having pride for your heritage wrong when you know that your ancestors committed atrocities? You think that's wrong, or do you just like, fuck that shit, man? It is what it is. You still proud, even though you know they fucked up. It's bigger than just race, though.
I mean, that just goes back to what you said about German pride. I mean, you ain't got no control of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit.
So you still... are you proud to be black?
Am I proud to be black?
Yeah, are you proud to be black?
Yeah, and I'm proud to be an American. I don't know what you're talking about with that shit.
Not proud to be an American. I like America. I'm glad I live here and not in like most of the
country. There ain't no doubt, but shit. Yeah, but you can go to some other countries. And I better not hear no woman say that shit. Because there's some motherfucking fucked up countries that, you know what I'm saying, women don't even have rights in fucking 70-80% of these fucking countries in the world. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, man.
I'm happy to be in America. I'm happy that I'm happy that I live in America. But see, the word I said was pride. Now if you look both of those words up, they have two totally different meanings. I'm happy I live in America. Yes, glad I live here. Pride is a whole nother thing, bro. Pride is a whole nother word, whole nother meaning, whole nother situation.
I mean, I see what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? But you know, there's a thin line with the shit. You know what I'm saying? I think you. You try to dibble dabble, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, this country way better than fucking a lot of countries.
I know. You know, we've been overseas. We was overseas together, and we saw it with our own eyes. So, yeah, I know. But
what
that doesn't
country in the world do you? What country in the world do you think's better? Let me ask you that. What country do you think's better? You're talking about all these countries and shitholes that are like right by us. Like, what country is better than you?
I did not say a country was better. That doesn't have to mean I have to be proud. What the fuck are you not understanding? The word pride is not the same thing as being happy. I'm happy I live in America and not nowhere else, but it don't necessarily mean I'm proud of this country.
I mean, no country is fucking perfect. There ain't a country on this fucking earth that's fucking perfect. That, you know what I'm saying?
When you take the meaning of the word pride, you don't apply it to this situation if you're a person like me. I don't apply the word pride to how I feel about living in this country, because I know the truth.
I don't fly the American flag either, but you know what I'm saying. But
why are you talking like you just walk around singing I'm proud of being American or the fucking?
You know I don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? But
what are you talking about? Why are you criticizing me? You're a fucking hypocrite.
Man, I think you almost borderline anti-American. To tell you the truth, you almost like, you know what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying. I'm thinking you're going to say some shit like, you know, another country is, you know what I'm saying, their laws and this shit is better than ours and blah, blah, blah.
I never said that.
I can't think of no other country in the world where, you know what I'm saying.
I never said that at all. I just said repeatedly that I'm glad I live here. I've been to other countries and they don't, and a lot of them are not as good as this country. But that doesn't mean I got to be proud of America. See, the word is pride, proud. No, I'm not proud of most of the shit that this country has done. I am absolutely against most of it. There's just a few things that make it great, man. There's a whole bunch of shit that make it bad. You know what I'm saying? In history, throughout history, the way they even came and got this country is a fucking atrocity. The way they acquired this country is a fucking atrocity against humankind.
Yeah, they took it from Mexicans, and you sitting here talking about Mexicans. Why? Well, they proud, man. That was their fucking land.
Think some Indians.
So you a hypocrite with that shit. No.
Oh my, okay.
And they were Spanish and goddamn Indian people. They were called, and that's what they made Mexicans. Spanish motherfuckers was conquerors. They conquered this whole goddamn, this side of the goddamn world.
The point is, I'm not proud. I don't feel like I have to have a sense of pride to be an American to say I'm glad I stay here. I don't feel that. That's not the same thing. It's two different words, man. That's not the same thing. Okay, next question. I got people, they're hitting the number one. They're ready to hit
you. I'm a quote goddamn JFK on that.
What's that? What's the
and
quote?
What your country can do for you. What can you do for your country? Period. You one of these people that wants the country to do something for you. I mean, this is just the way the country is. This is the way the country is unfolded. You here now, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm here. I'm dealing with it. I live here. It's whatever. But I'm not gonna have this outrageous sense of pride in it. Like it's like it shit don't stink. Okay? It shit stinks. Like any other country.
Okay.
All right. I don't know how much pride you can have in a country that let Katrina happen. I don't understand that. I don't understand how you can have that much pride in a country who reacted with certain people in it and certain facets of its government officials acted so nasty in the 20th.
Incompetent. That's why he ain't done. That's why George Bush was
nasty.
I mean, he's sat like a fucking idiot now.
Just came out of the closet, made a whole new political party because we elected a black person. Don't do it. I can't do it. I can't. I got it. You're going to get me sidetracked. I go on and on about this shit, man. And you know it. And you know I'm right. Question number three. What do you think about that game, slavery? What do you think about it being
I didn't even know what the hell you were talking about with that shit. I ain't seen that.
Go to my wall then. And then you can chime in.
It sounds like it's ignorant as fuck. I mean, what?
It's the fucking game about a slave trade. The object of the game is for you to fucking get it.
That's how these white boys, they vent these days. See, they get online and shit. You know what I'm saying? And they think they're tough
it's
and shit like
shit.
That.
Nah, it's some bullshit. These motherfuckers. This shit was made by the. This is not bullshit work. It's good work. The development of the game, the way the game looks, the graphics and everything. It's a good game. It's not going to be like Call of Duty. It's good.
You mean it's going to be like on PlayStation and shit?
Yes, available for it. I doubt they hold it, but yes.
Nah. I have to check that out. But these white boys, they get on the. That's their thing these days. They get online like on these blogs. They're so racist. You know what I'm saying? And these be the same white boys that be working with you right next to you and shit. You know what I'm saying? I can see it in their eyes. You know what I'm saying? It's like I think they get on the internet and that's like their little world where they just vent about black people. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga this, nigga, look at these monkeys. I mean, you go on any YouTube page and just look. If there's anything that has to do with black, there's somebody white that brings that shit up. Fucking niggas, see how they act, you know, da da da. Rob the fucking back. So,
I guess he's proud to be an American, huh?
I mean,
exactly.
You're damn right. You know what? Bust one of the white boys' ass, and the motherfucking, hey, ain't nothing gonna happen to my ass.
All right.
Shit.
Are you proud of your heritage? Are you proud to be black and Puerto Rican?
I ain't proud of the Puerto Rican side because. I get on Puerto Ricans for this shit. Like they embrace the fucking the Spaniard in them. You know what I'm saying? They speak Spanish. They speak, you know, in the Spanish they enslaved Indians and Africans. And that's how the fuck. That's what the fuck they are. You know what I'm saying? Puerto Rican ain't nothing but you know an Indian, African, and Spaniard. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But they seem to embrace more that Spaniard. There's racism in Puerto Rico. I've dated Puerto Rican girls. They're like, you know, in Puerto Rico, I couldn't date you because you're too dark. That same shit goes on all through South America and the Caribbean. I mean, it's just, you know, the darker you are, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, are you proud of your black side? Are you proud of your black side or something? Are you proud of the black side?
I'm proud of my black American side, yeah.
You are?
Yes, all the struggles and motherfucking, yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
I'm proud of the guy that died
in the Civil War and all that. I'm proud of that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't gonna see when you say shit like I ain't proud of this country and that, see that gives these white people, you know what I'm saying, more ammo to say, look, you typical nigger. Typical nigger. That's what they think of people like you. Typical
mm-hmm.
nigger, you know what I'm saying? You know, you don't like it, motherfucker, go back to Africa. That's the first shit they're going
to
say.
And the first thing I'm
going
to say to you, first I'm going to say to you and that puss-ass crackers bitch I never been, so suck my fucking dick. Because I never been.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm not going to say,
see, look at you, you acting like a savage.
I don't have to have a ridiculous sense of pride in this country in order to say it's a good country. It's probably the best in the world. I can say that, and I can admit that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't have to have this ridiculous sense of pride in America that I know that I shouldn't have, especially present day America.
My nigga, I don't ride around with no damn American flag. I'm just saying. To be Black American, I am proud of that part of my heritage.
I'm not being Black American, are you? You don't want to say African American, though, do you? You don't want to say that.
Yeah, no,
you stop
and
I know you don't.
African. I never like. I don't know about no Africa.
That's your heritage.
Uh-huh. Come on.
I'm just asking, brother man from the motherland. Stand by.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a long night, K100. Stand by. 347-934-0966. This is the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. You see the problem, ladies and gentlemen. 85031. I think that Shay's up next. Nasty Michigan girl. All right. I'm still going to order. If you listen to everything that I'm saying, I am not. Of course, I told you at the beginning of the show, if you just tuned in, that I'm going to be hypocritical. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things that I may say may seem hypocritical to what I just said, but that's just. It's one of these kind of topics because, yes, I feel a certain way about people who bear the rebel flag. And, yeah, I really think they're racist. I really do. I can't. It's that's just maybe I shouldn't even feel that way, but I can't help how I feel. When I see somebody with the rebel flag tattooed on them, waving it in their house or their car, I think they're racist. Even when I meet them and they're nice people, I just be cordial to them and I say, yeah, they're all right. They're cool. But, you know, they're still a cracker. They're not still just regular white people. I still feel like you're a cracker because you got the big-ass rebel flag waving in my fucking face. I know your great-great-granddaddy fought in the war and blah, blah, blah and all that, but he was fighting for the wrong side. We know that now, morally. Yes, I understand that back then, there were Southern people who felt like the North was trying to take away their quote-unquote way of living. The problem is the way of living included slavery. That, if you, listen, man, I'm not going to debate Civil War history with people today on the show, okay? Bottom fucking line, no one please try to come on here and try to convince me that the Civil War was not fought on the premise. It was other things, but it was 90% of the motherfuckers in the South wanted to keep slaves, and the motherfuckers in the North felt like, no, we need to stop slavery, okay? Any historian, any show you watch, everybody's going to say that was the meat and potatoes of this problem here. That's why motherfuckers was armed up against their cousins and shit, killing their own family members. All right? This was a civil war. This was a country of people who were related. Generals with first cousins with other generals from the other side. Okay? Brothers. All right? A lot of sets of brothers. And it was this one major thing that this side just couldn't let go. And, oh, that one thing happened to be one of the worst motherfucking things that ever happened to mankind in human history, in recorded human history, at least. I don't take that lightly. I don't forget that. 100, 200 years, you don't forget that. We still reeling from this country from that. We still feel the repercussions as Black people in this country from that today. And fuck anybody who's trying to tell me that was so long ago. We've had a chance. It's over now. Get over it. Bitch, fuck. I want my motherfucking 40 acres in a mule hole. And bitch, until I get it, I'm going to keep riding on you motherfuckers. You think I let this shit go? Nigga, you don't know me like that. I ain't letting that shit go, bitch. Never. I'm not letting it go. We should be compensated for that. I had the reparation show. already. Check the archives, all right? No, nigga, I ain't letting it go. Because there are economic, emotional, social things that are being felt from that to this day. I and my family and my bloodline are dealing with those actions that happened 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago. There are still repercussions downtown that we are still dealing with because of those atrocities. That's how heinous they was. That's how bad it was. That's how fucked up it was that the things that they did over hundreds of years, you still feel the effects of it. And you want me to say, you waving the flag that represented the side that was for the continuation of that act, you want me to ignore that and say you're still a good person still? Yeah, Shawty, I ain't gonna be able to do it. Shay, what's up? Shay.
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me?
What's going on? I can hear you. Thanks for calling the show. Appreciate it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. See, this is one of my cable 100. People are going to love me or hate me. Either way, I don't give a fuck. All right? Let's be absolutely clear about that. What I will do, what I will not do is change my opinion or not speak my mind on this subject. That doesn't happen here on cable 100. Anybody who calls my show, you pretty much know that's how it is, all right? So, Shay, let's go ahead and get to the question. Question number one, Shay. Should people who have rebel flags in their home and their cars and stuff like that, who wave them around with pride, should they be considered racist?
Well, I consider them racist.
You consider them racist?
I do. Because it's not the flag. It's what the flag represents. And they know what the flag represents. And because of that fact, that's what makes them racist to me. I mean, it's not like when you wave an American flag with the 50 stars on there, that symbolizes something. That symbolizes the 50 states of the United States. They know what that Confederate flag represents in everybody's mind, whatever label they want to put on it, however they want to categorize themselves, whatever group they want to put in. No, we just, you know, white separatists, what bullshit. They know what that flag represents. That's why they wave it as a continual, you know, in our minds, in our face of what it represents. So, yes, they're racist.
And see, the thing about it is, man, people try to say, I don't like when people try to say, oh, well, it's been this amount of time or that amount of time.
It doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. There's no statute of limitations on murder. Sorry.
Exactly. Question number two. And I'm gonna read some of the stuff people are saying on Facebook. I'm gonna read some of the stuff people are saying on Facebook. Some of my white friends. Question number two.
Okay.
Is having pride for your heritage wrong when you know your ancestors committed atrocities? Should you still be? You think it's all right to be proud of, you know, where you come from? Let's say you're from a country where they treat their people like shit. They fucking beat their women. Like if a woman cheat on a man, they fucking cut her head off. You know, all this wild shit. Yeah, still, you'll see people who come from that country and be not immensely proud of them personal selves. They are proud of the country itself. They are proud of the establishment. I don't have to really get in depth with it. You people know what I'm talking about. Common sense. They proud of the fucking shit, and the shit is fucked up. All right? Is having pride for your heritage wrong when you know they commit atrocities back then or still today? How can
you
be proud
of
Rwanda right now? How can you be proud to be from Rwanda? How can you raise the Rwandan flag and say, I love my... What the fuck? Nigga, you blind as deaf stupid? What, nigga? Shut up. What the fuck are you going to say you'd be proud to be from Rwanda right now? Nigga, no you ain't. If you are, you an idiot.
I find it hard to be proud of something that you know. If there's negativity, you know, attached to it, there's stigma attached to it, you know what's been done. That's like saying you're in favor of it. If you're saying that you're proud of it, like, you proud of all that went down? That's how I see it. It's like saying, okay, well, then you must be for it since you're proud of that. You're proud of that. You're proud of how people were treated. You proud of that?
Yeah. Now, you can represent it. I ain't never told nobody to fake and act
but
like.
But to take pride in something. That's like saying, it's like being boastful, sticking your chest out. Yeah, we did that.
Exactly.
We did that.
I never,
that's me right there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pride right there.
Exactly. Once again, I haven't told anyone on the show tonight to necessarily be ashamed of who you are. I never said that. Never said be ashamed of who you are on the show. All right? That's why some people can take what I'm saying and maybe try to flip it and make it seem really highly hypocritical. But I never told anyone on the show tonight to be ashamed of who you are or your background. I'm not ashamed of who I am or whatever. I'm not ashamed. But pride, you know, if you know the meaning of the word, to feel, you know, to feel that immense joy and just to, you know, to say that you just believe in everything that it stands for, you proud? No. That's why I don't ever say I'm proud to be an American, because I don't believe in a lot of shit America stands for back then and even today. Even today, I'm not proud of this country for a lot of reasons. I was like it's like for every one thing you could give you a reason. It's like with America, you can give a good reason to be proud of it, and then you can come right back and say, yeah, that's a good reason, but what about this? Like people say, weren't you proud of America the day that Obama was elected? Yeah, that pride lasted about 2 months, and then the Tea Party was made. Now, that just diminished all that kind of... If I did feel some kind of pride about this motherfucker, well, that killed that. That killed that. So...
You know what?
I don't understand these people who are so proud of these places and stuff, and... You know, I like being black. I like it. I like America. It's cool with me. I'm good. I don't want to live nowhere else. I like being black. I don't want to be white. I don't wish I was.
What do you think about these people who go to these, like, reenactments and stuff like that? I used to know this guy who used to do, like, this reenacting. When I first met him, I didn't know that. But it turns out he was all into this Civil War reenactment and stuff like that. Went to his house. This boy had all this kind of this memorabilia stuff, the old-fashioned guns and, you know, rebel flags and all that. And I was like, okay, so you're a racist. I mean, if you're wanting to reenact and act, you know what I'm saying? I was like, what do you think about that?
They have entirely too much time on their hands. And now with the Civil War reenactors and shit like that right there, Sons of the Confederacy, you know what I'm saying? That one group, Sons of the Confederacy, they're like, look, their whole thing is... Our fathers and great grandfathers, whatever, fought in that war, and goddamn it, you know, we're not gonna shit on their grave and say, you know, they were bad people just because they fought in the war. I mean, the thing about it is, like Mike was trying to allude to earlier, is back then, if you were in Alabama right then, back then, if you were white, right, and you lived in Alabama or Mississippi back then, and you got these motherfuckers up north in New York City trying to tell you how to live your life, how to get your money, how to get your crops, how to tell you how to try to change everything about telling you got to go to, you got to treat these little black people like they one of you, and all this other kind of shit that would totally against everything you've been taught. And your daddy said, son, not while I got breath breathing in me, son, and that's your daddy, and your granddaddy, and your grandpappy. You are absolutely 100% going to say, fuck that, not on my watch, because my daddy said, my daddy going off the war, and son, you know, you going to go off the war, you going to do that, you going to follow suit. And I understand that about them. Problem is, them motherfuckers are dead. Everybody who fought in the Civil War, dead motherfucker. Why are you still on that shit? Like they, okay, we can sit back and know that they was wrong. I'm not telling you to be ashamed. I'm never told nobody to be ashamed of their granddaddy, to be ashamed of their family, that their family fought in the Civil War. I'm not saying that at all. Okay? I'm not telling anybody to be that. I'm not telling anybody to be family history, anything like that right there. I'm not. What I am telling you people is you cannot sit here and rationally tell me that knowing the way history panned out and it's 2011 that you feel like they were morally right. When you wave the fucking flag,
there's no rational reason for it.
When you waved the flag, you are telling me that you felt like the South was morally right in their stance back then. That's what you say to me, and I say fuck you in response to your statement, sir or ma'am. It's just that
simple. That's like saying, you know, human beings, you know, regardless of what color or what comes out somebody's skin is, that's a human being. You know, they were ignorant and seeking that back then, okay? So for them to, like you said, for them to keep raising their flag, for them to keep on, oh, well, we're going to have this pride in the South, this, that, other bullshit. Because now you know, okay, the ignorant people, they were ignorant. You know, maybe they didn't know no better. We go benefit of the doubt. Maybe they didn't know no better. But now you know better. Okay, now
yeah.
you live next door to black people. You
right.
work with black people. Your kids go to school with black people. You know black people who are smarter than you. So now you know better. There is no excuse for that now. Now you know better. So it's like it's racist. It's just racist.
Yeah, that's pretty much the point. 856 up next, then Michigan girl. So let me go to the last question. What do you think about that game, Slavery? Did you see that game?
You know, I didn't get to pull it up because I was on my phone or whatever, but I saw it. I mean, I saw what everybody was talking about. I have to look at that. I don't even know if I really want to, like, you know, log in and actually give them any more views, actually, because, I mean, you know, it's
right.
just, that's
true.
A shame.
True.
That's a hot mess. I mean, like, really? I mean, and if anybody doesn't believe that slavery, I mean, not slavery, that racism is not still alive and well, prime example right there. A game, and you know, games are initially targeted at children. So, okay, so what does that tell you? We're trying to, like, feed our children. This is what they're trying to feed the children, the minds of.
Exactly. So
I
don't
grow up and be big boy and big girl racist.
But do you think that they have the right to make the game? Should the game be allowed to be made?
Unfortunately, because of all our little rights and all this, freedom of speech, print, and all that bullshit or whatever, you know, technically they have that right, but it's not morally right.
Okay.
I mean, that's just like saying somebody doesn't have the right to make more rebel flags. I mean, technically, you know, you can't say somebody doesn't have the right, but, you know, just because something is made doesn't mean that there's not going to be somebody to revolt against it, that there's not going to be somebody to perhaps sue to make it, you know, to where it can't be, you know, viewed or played or whatever. So, I mean, technically, anybody has a right to, like, you know, produce something if it's done legally. Whether or not it sticks and stands is a whole nother story.
Okay. Question number four.
Okay.
Are you proud of your true heritage? Of your true heritage, which is African? Are you proud of your African
heritage? I'm proud of all of my heritages, African, Spanish, and Native American. I'm proud of the people and what they went through to help to develop this country. I'll say
so you're
like
proud,
that.
So you're proud of certain people, but are you proud of it as a whole?
I can't say that I'm proud of it as a whole because that means I'll be proud of all the atrocities that have gone along with it. But I can say I am proud of the people that helped to build it. I'm proud of what they went through, and I'm proud of what they stood for while they were going through it.
Let me read question four all the way to its entirety for everybody else on the phone lines. Are you proud of your true heritage, or do you hate what your ethnic group represents as a whole in the world? All right, that's what the question says. So, if you're black, then you have to understand that you know you're of African descent. And have you really looked at what's going on in Africa lately? I know a lot of my African friends are going to be like, "Come on, man, that's unfair," because you know they only show the negative shit. You got certain places over there that's nothing like that. Blah blah blah. But you guys are still sitting over there, sitting by, letting a lot of those motherfucking warlords commit genocide right in your fucking face, man. Right next door. Those are your neighbors. Those are your brothers. Right next door. And you guys are sitting by saying it's not in my country. And you guys share a border. For that, sir or ma'am, I absolutely will not let you slide OK-100. That's that fuck shit. And so, no, you shouldn't be proud of that. And thus, your answer to question number four could be a no. Or it could be a yes. You could be like Shay just said and said, look, I know we got a lot of fuck shit going on, but we come from kings and queens. You know, we have people like Martin and Malcolm, you know, in our history and stuff like that. Well, you know, you got shining lights and shining points. Don't get me wrong. And I'm never going to ever, ever, ever even remotely close to feel to being to being a person who feel ashamed of being black. Nigga, that's never going to happen. Never that. You could just hang that up. But a renowned sense of pride, I'm okay with being black. That's what I'll say. I'm good with it. I got no problem with it. And I deal with it. Over-resounding sense of pride, that's another step. I don't know. I should work on that, though. All right, stay on the line, Shay.
All right.
856, you're on the air with K100. What's popping? 856. 856-571. Hold on a second. Okay, 856. No, 856. Going once, twice.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Dang. All right, what's going on? Who's this?
Bless.
Oh, bless y'all. What's happening? What's popping?
Now, you know, I'm chilling, man. I'm maintaining, baby.
Well, I'm pretty sure you highly disagree with me probably about question number 4, but we'll get to that. Episode 211. (347) 934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blitzen. Thanks for tuning in. You can find us online at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Follow me on Twitter, @Blizm, B-L-I-Z-M. Follow me on Twitter, @Blizm, and hit me up on Facebook. All right, just do a search. I'll be your friend, and then make sure you check out the K100 Radio page on Facebook, where we go ham, and check out the K100 Radio group on Facebook. All right, it's all live. Yes, now, A56, that'd be Jersey. Question number 1. Should people who have rebel flags in their homes or in their cars automatically be considered racist? What do you think?
I think, yeah.
You think, yeah?
Being the fact that you know that that flag stands for, like you said, keeping slaves alive. So, I think it is a race.
But what about the white people who say, man, it's heritage? It's not hate. It's just the fact that their ancestors were from the South and all their whole bloodline is from Bama or Mississippi or Georgia or Tennessee, all right? And their whole bloodline is from there. Back then, that was the way of life back then. And so, let me ask you this: are we unfairly asking these people to be to turn their back on their great granddaddies and shit, on their great great granddaddies and what they stood for? When we tell them to abandon that flag, or what?
Nah, because I know some white boy that they family abandoned him because he didn't want to mark the flag because he knew what the flag stand for.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's racist. How could you raise something that degraded many people for years?
Because I've seen a lot of interviews with like people from the Sons of Confederacy and stuff like that. That's the group that really represents the Confederate soldiers and people who fought. That's the official people who represent that era and the Confederacy and the people they're in charge of the history of it and the museums and the grave sites. They're called the Sons of the Confederacy. They're not the only ones, but they're the number ones. They're the ones who are always on CNN and all these motherfucking. They're always on Rush Limbaugh and all these other motherfucking bullshit stations. All right.
Go ahead. You got skinheads that represent that flag right now that hate black people and let it be known that represent that flag. So you think you're going to tell me if you represent that flag, you're not racist?
That's on
America today.
That's a good point. That's another thing that they fail to understand. And I'm glad you brought that up because I haven't brought up yet. See, the problem with what they say is that was in the past. It doesn't represent that now. Bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like saying a swastika doesn't represent anti-Semitism. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? Yes, it does. It's people right now who commit hate crimes riding around with that very same flag tattooed all over their body, riding around with it in their car, all of it. But you're going to tell me that you're not like them. Well, why are y'all rocking the same colors?
Exactly.
Well, if you're not like them, why are you dressing like them? Why are you representing what they represent if you're not like them?
You got people to the day that in Mississippi that they still hang black people that rock that flag.
That's the point. I never understood that. I never understood that argument from the white people. How do you sit here and justify that even if you try to tell me that it's all about heritage and pride, it's not about hate, that was back then, blah, blah, blah. But when you still got people who commit these heinous crimes, now, let me play devil's advocate real quick. Because I see somebody racing there, hitting the number 1, and I know what they're going to say. Because they're just an asshole like that. Out there in a minute, they're going to say, well, shit, why do you wear your blism? Why do you wear your pants sagging like a lot of ignorant, stupid-ass niggas? Or why do you listen to, you know, some of the same music that dumb-ass, ignorant, motherfucking black people listen to, the niggas who don't want to work, who want a free handout, who want to just take, 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 and don't give, Why do you dress like them? Why you know, you listen to some of the music they listen to. You dress like them. You know, you wear baggy jeans and stuff like that. You kind of look like one of them guys. You're not one of them guys. I know you personally, but you look like one of them guys from afar.
But you know why?
Help me out, bless y'all.
Because to this day, right now, you got black, you got white children sagging, listening to black music. That messed them up. That messed them up even more. Now my own kind is doing this.
So
my own kind is sagging their pants, listening to hip hop music, hat to the back. Yes, that's messed their head up.
So that's what it. So I mean, that still doesn't dead the argument of just because I got this flag doesn't mean I think like them. I'm rocking it. They're gonna tell you that they got the flag in their car for a whole other reason, and it's not because they want to go around dragging people from the back of cars to their head and fucking get decapitated like the fucking three white boys that did it in Texas did, who had the rebel flag painted on the back of their car.
If you will probably be down south, you probably American. Why don't you got the American flag flying? It's supposed to be your country.
Well, they're proud of their heritage. Their southern heritage. They're not from New York City. The Union had the American flag, not the Confederacy. So they weren't from there. Their people ain't from New York. They say it's about their history, man. They trying to tell me it's about their granddad and them. And their great-great-great-great-grandmammy and them. That's what they're representing for. They're representing for them. Not for the racists. That's their logic.
Yeah, like I said, I know some white boy that's from the South. He cool with me. And his family wave that flag around. He don't wave the flag around. Therefore, he don't wave that flag around. You know what they did to him? They don't even talk to him no more.
Yeah?
Is it not racist?
Of course, I'm not the one you have to convince here. We know where I stand on it. Question number two, though. Is having pride for your heritage wrong when you know that your ancestors committed atrocities or currently or in the past? Should people, and that question, I don't know if I worded that the way I've been explaining it, the question too, but the way I've been breaking it down is, let's say, for instance, you're from Haiti or Rwanda, a country who, even to this present day, is notoriously treating people horrendously, genocide, bad, treat women like shit, as a country, as a government, corrupt, always kept the people super poor. But you have some people who walk around with those flags saying, that's my people, that's where I'm from, I love it. You got people in, you can't tell a nigga in South Florida that Haiti ain't the shit. You say that shit to a Haitian motherfucker, nigga, literally, I might the chopper might come out. Because they all got choppers, all Haitians got choppers. Especially down there in West Palm. I'm not making this up. This is real shit. So, they love Haiti. They got the Haiti. They represent it. They love it. But I know for a fact, and they know, I know that they know, that that country is horrendous. They are proud, though, to be from that country.
I'll put it like this, man. Everybody's going to love their country no matter what's going on in the country.
America. I don't love America. I like it, though. I'm glad I'm here.
At the same time, it's about, I don't got pride for the negativity thing to do. I got pride for the people trying to make this a better country for us, the kids, the youth, the future. You feel me? As dude said, proud to be American. Have not, I'm not proud to be American. So I love to live in America? Yes. How can you be proud? How can you be proud of somebody that trying to keep slavery alive? Keep on holding us down. How can you be proud of that? How can you be proud of the Bush administration that did nothing to harm us? How can you be proud of that? How can you be proud of politics and half of them just coke themselves?
If you go to live in Mexico, and you see how fucked up their government is. The average American is going to tell you, you should be proud to live in this country. Look how better it is than that country.
How can I be proud of somebody that's shipping our job overseas because they making money?
I don't know. That's just what they're going to tell you.
I can't be proud of that.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad to live in America because I got better rights in other countries.
Uh-huh.
But proud of it? Nah. I can't do it.
All right, you're not proud. That's basically my stance, Sugar. I like this country, you know what I'm saying? But pride is not something I associate with my feelings towards America. Question number three. What do you think of the game Slavery? Did you see that game or not? Did you see the game trailer?
Nah, but just by y'all hearing y'all talking about it, that's like a sick individual. It will make
group,
it sound like that.
Group of individuals. It's a company. This is not being made by just some lone wolf motherfucker, okay? This was developed by a company. This is like, it's not big like Activision or no shit, or EA Sports. But it's not one person. It's a company who made this, okay? It's a game. It's a real game.
The company make it, I guarantee you they got that rebel flag.
Somebody might. But or maybe they're just, you know, I don't know, man. A lot of rednecks ain't smart enough to become computer engineers and graphic design artists. They just don't have the capacity or the propensity to do it. Bubble them.
You got people that feel where they come from. So they ain't smart enough to make it, but they smart enough to give the history.
I don't know. The game, like I said, my theories with the game, and if you're my friend on Facebook and you haven't seen it, and I really don't want, I wish it was a way for me to tell you to go on my page and play it without giving the World Star one more fucking ounce of credit and count, but it's not. So since I'm talking about it, and I'm already blasting out World Star or whatever, it's just like what Jay-Z said, I'm about a dollar, not 50 Cent, and all of a sudden everybody want to know who 50 Cent was. Sometimes you got to just say a motherfucker name and just give them a little bit of props, even though you just don't really fuck with them like that, but it is what it is. So if you really want to see the trailer for the game so you can see that it's not really just some thrown together shit, it's a real game with a real trailer, and it's going to come out for game consoles, mostly computers. I think they said it's going to be mostly for PCs. I highly doubt PlayStation, and even though they got PlayStation, even though they got, it'll be available on PlayStation, Xbox, and all that format, I highly doubt you see a PlayStation commercial or Xbox commercial promoting the fucking game. Now, they can't stop developers from making the games if they got the codecs. I think you can, if you're going to develop a game for those game consoles, the way that industry works, because I read Game Informer a little bit, you know what I'm saying? My son is a video head, so I stay in GameStop, and I listen to them white boys talking. And basically, you can develop a game and get the codecs to where it plays on their system for a certain amount of money, so they can't stop you from making a game that can be played on PlayStation and shit like that. So don't get all hyped and say you're gonna start boycotting PlayStation, because that's a business, and they, once they make the codec and they make it available for developers for X amount, then it can be purchased. They're gonna open their stuff up to a fucking lawsuit from some fucking whack group suing them because they didn't afford the same rights as anybody else, so they're not going to do that. So they're not going to tell them they can't make the games to play on our system, but they can not ever, ever make a commercial, ever, ever promoting it. The people who own GameStop can say, we're not holding that title here. You know what I'm saying? There are people who can be like, oh, I'm hands off, but you can't stop motherfuckers from making the game. You just can't do it.
Yeah.
All right? Go ahead.
PlayStation, Xbox, like, yo, this bad business.
Oh, yeah, they're not going to touch you with a 10-foot pole. They're not going to promote that. What are they, crazy? Are they stupid? You know what I'm saying? They will never, ever promote that game. Ever. Bill Gates? Bill Gates owns Microsoft, who makes Xbox? No. Nigga, that shit will never, ever in a million years get promoted on Microsoft, Xbox. It's never going to happen. But they can't stop them from developing the game. So
exactly.
It is. It's fucked up that people can make that game and it's because you got enough racist motherfuckers just in this country alone that it's gonna sell millions. If you think out of 240 something million people in America that there at least a million motherfucking white people who hate niggas, or at least a half a million of them who really hate niggas enough to buy that game, you a fucking idiot. And you don't watch the news. They made a whole motherfucking political party out. Well, it's not really a political party, but they made up a whack-ass political party, and in 4 years, just because we had a black president, they got a fucking debate on CNN coming up. By the way, once again, fuck CNN. Yeah! For even having a Tea Party debate. Acting like the motherfuckers and a bunch of closet racists. I can't believe CNN. I can't believe what CNN has become in the past 4 years. Really? Really? Have you noticed what the fuck CNN has? Have you noticed the change in anchors and everything that CNN has happened since Obama got elected?
Yeah, and back in the day, the Boston Tea Party for taxes, not for racism.
I can't. I'm all the way done with CNN at this point. I was hanging on by a thread because of Anderson Cooper, but now I'm really just fucking all the way around. I gotta find a whole. I don't know what I'm gonna. I mean, I really don't just listen to everything.
MSB.
MSNBC. I fucks with them. I fucks with MSNBC, but CNN. I just can't believe how much I really used to like. I not like CNN, but I really used to just listen to them and watch their programming as to where it is now. In 4 years, and the only thing that's changed in 4 years is that we got a black president. They're actually giving props and letting the Tea Party have a debate on CNN as if it's like the Republican or the Republican Party, or even though they fucked them too, but or the Democratic Party, or even I can't believe they're actually letting them get a platform that large as if they really are not who they are.
They're mad because Obama. The first black mixed president. I'm saying mixed. Obama is the first mixed president in our history.
He's the first non-white president.
Abraham Lincoln.
He's the first non-white president. That's what
history.
Yeah. You know, people say he's the first black president, which technically, at the end of the day, you know, look like a nigga. He's a nigga in this country. He's black.
Exactly.
Okay. But. Honestly, people should say he's the first non-white president because he's not all the way black. He really isn't.
That's how Abraham Lincoln is. Abraham Lincoln was mixed with slavery. You see what they did to him. They know they can't do that to Obama, so they got hit him up with the Boston. They got hit him up with the Boston Tea Party.
I don't know. The whole Tea Party shit is bullshit. Last question, and I'm gonna go to Michigan girls. Are you proud? Are you proud to be black? Are you proud of your true heritage?
When you say heritage, my heritage is considered Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks. People like that, not even just them. The young kids that you get sprayed by the water hose and all that, that's my history and what they fought for. Yes, I'm disgusted how our blacks is not taking our history serious, man, not knowing what those people went through for our freedom. Yes, I'm disgusted in how a lot of black people carry themselves, too. I'm not going to lie to you.
But are you proud? I'm not proud for
everything that go on in my culture.
So the answer is what? Are you proud to be black or not, brother? I mean,
I'm proud to be black, man. Cause you got like I said, so many that die, so many people
right.
that die for our skin color, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm good with being black. I'm good with being black. See, because I can't be a hypocrite. I can't be a hypocrite on the show, even though I kind of did it a couple of times on the show, but it's blatantly being hypocritical when I say, well, I'm not proud, you know, of America because I live here or whatever, and I like living here or whatever, but it's so much bullshit that the country has done that I won't necessarily use the word pride. But at the same time, turn around and say, well, black people do a whole bunch of fuck-ass shit that I do not like back then and now. And then sit here and say, yeah, but I'm proud to be black, though. Yeah, Blizzum. That's a tough sell. Tough sell, man.
I feel you on that. I'm proud of my skin color because that's who I am.
I'm good with my skin color. I like it.
But I'm not proud what people do nowadays. Now, like you said, we're killing our own people.
Yeah, exactly.
You feel me? We're killing our own people. And not thinking about it. We go shoot each other, promote this, promote that, get these young kids to sell drugs. No, I'm not proud of that.
Okay. All right. Stand by. Michigan girl is on deck. Stand by, blessed child. Michigan girl is on deck. All right. I want to read something real quick. This is a response to my post, to the post for tonight from one of my Facebook friends. She's white. She's a female. Okay. I'm going to read her post. And then I'm gonna go to Michigan girl, and I'm gonna ask you guys what you think about what she says. And she's a white woman. She's from Mississippi. Her favorite football team is Ole Miss. My homegirl Casey. I'm putting my two cents in here and you can use it if you want. I can't call into the show. One, since most people consider the Confederate flag a symbol of racism, I kind of have to say yes. I would never fly a Confederate flag because I know what people would think. I feel like if you are willing to display it, you must be okay with the current stigma it possesses. And I'm an Ole Miss fan. Two and three, I have Southern pride. Of course I do. I love our traditions, our food, our hospitality, our beautiful scenery, SEC football, not wearing white after Labor Day, and sweet tea. I'm proud to be from the South. I am not proud of slavery. I'm not proud of the Ole Miss riots. I'm not proud of the way Rosa Parks was treated or that segregation ever existed. But those are only part of our heritage. We can't pretend they didn't happen. We need to instead learn from these mistakes and move on. That's from a white person who said that, I'm proud to be Southern. I'm proud of sweet tea and Southern hospitality and our traditions and our food. But I stopped short of showing that pride through waving the flag because of the stigma that the flag carries. And everyone knows what that is. That, my friend, is called common fucking sense. See, the motherfucking white people who try to argue up to me this whole big spiel about it's all about heritage, not hate. That's the slogan for the Confederacy. The Sons of the Confederacy, the group who's in charge of those historic reenactments and the Confederate memorial burial grounds and all that. These guys who always, they really are closet racists. They just try to pawn it. Their slogan for the Sons of the Confederacy is heritage, not hate. That's where I got the name of the show from. Heritage or hate. But their slogan is heritage, not hate. You'll see that. If you travel through the South and you stop at a little pit stop or rest stop and you see a little gas station and you go in there, you see all these little shirts that say heritage, not hate on it. That's the slogan, okay? But that's not using fucking common sense. Common sense is what my friend Casey said. Yes, I love all these things about the South. I love my heritage and all these things about the South and our traditions. But I don't display the flag because I know the stigma that's attached to it. If you're a white person and you listen to the sound of my voice and you don't want to be called a racist, don't put up the fucking flag if you're not a racist. Don't do it. Because I'm telling you right now, fuck what you think. Fuck what anybody else got to say about it. Bitch, I'm going to think you're racist, and so have most of the people who call the show. And most of the people in the world, in this country. So if you're not a racist, but you know you're going to display something that makes you look like a racist, why the fuck would you display it if you know that's what you're going to be looked at? Why would you display it? I don't understand it. Michigan girl.
What's up? What's going on?
Thanks for calling the show. I have a lot of people on the line today, so you called in kind of later than everybody. People pretty much.
On the line. I couldn't talk right away, so I waited to hit the number one. But if I would have known, I would have just hit it earlier.
Right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1 Internet Radio, episode 211. Heritage or hate? Michigan girl, let's go ahead and ask you the questions. What say you? Should people who have the rebel flags in their home or in their cars and stuff and who display them, should they be considered racist?
Yes.
Why do you say that? What if they're not racist? What if they just have Southern pride? They can have Southern pride and not be racist, right?
They can have Southern pride and not be racist, but like what you just read, everybody knows common sense. It's 2011. You know what that flag is associated with. You know what the Civil War was fought about, no matter how much you try to, go back and forth. The biggest part of the Civil War was basically the South wanted to keep slaves. The North was like, no, y'all need to let slaves go. Everybody knows this. If you went to any history class, no matter how much else they edited or whatever, that part has always remained the same. So you know what the flag represents. So how can you say, oh, it's just about Southern pride? No, it's not, because that flag represents so much more than just Southern pride. It represents a group of people, the South, that wanted to keep another race of people enslaved and doing whatever and whipping them and treating them badly. So how can you not say it doesn't represent racism. And if I see you find, because I'm from up north, if I see, when I first came to the South, I was like, oh, they really do fly that flag. What the hell? Oh, yeah, I'm not going over there. You racist. And it's just automatic. Now, there may be some people that are not racist, but if I see you flying that flag, if I see it on your truck, I automatically form an opinion. Right or wrong, it's what happens.
And that is because, ladies and gentlemen, that's because the stigma attached with the flag, you cannot change it. And you, to see, people, no one likes to feel like you're trying to play on their intelligence. All right? No one likes that. You can't tell me that you can be a grown person and you not know what that flag, even if you don't, it doesn't matter what you feel. And let me just put it like this right here. It's like living in Atlanta, Georgia, and me being a heterosexual guy, and I walk around with a rainbow flag in my car, but I'm not gay, though. And I get offended, when motherfuckers come up to me and look at me like, oh, nigga, you gay. If I want to fight a motherfucking a gay man when they come up to me and they flirt at me and they hit on me, but I'm walking around with a big-ass motherfucking rainbow flag in my motherfucking car on my motherfucking goddamn, on the back of my bumper and shit. That's how fucking stupid you fucking sound telling me that you got that fucking flag up and you ain't a racist, bitch. That's how fucking retarded it is to me. That's how you sound to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't.
Justified so many years of racism, hiding it, trying to make it seem like it went away. But prime example that racism is still well and alive. If anybody didn't know it, or if you thought, oh, whatever, it's not. But the Tea Party, because we elected a non-white, a man that's black of color, whatever you want to call him, because, you know, if they still stuck in their southern rules of one drop of black blood and you black. So
right.
We elected a black man president. You got the Tea Party. The game today, the slavery game, it's not saying go and fight against slavery and, you know, let's see if, you know, how things would have been if we didn't do this or whatever. No, it's glorifying people that were slave traders, murderers, killers, rapists. They did all of this to another race of people, and y'all going to make the game glorifying it, and y'all want to say racism is dead? Yeah, fuck y'all. Whatever. No, it's still good, well and alive.
Yeah. And
those people that want to talk about their grandfathers and how many people, Americans, died in the Civil War, how many Africans died in the Middle Passage, how many died being whipped as slaves, how many died, you know, hung, lynched, you know, whatever. So, yeah, we should feel some kind of way about the rebel flag and about a game about damn slavery. Yeah, because if you want to have problems, oh, my great-grandfather fought in the Civil War, well, what about those people who, you know, relatives died in the Middle Passage? Y'all don't never want to talk about that. Y'all always want to talk about the pride of, oh, no, it's about the pride because they fought in the war. They fought in a war that was morally wrong. So you want to glorify that? You want to glorify that? You want us to accept that, stand up and clap and, you know, what, give them a holiday or what, just because they did, they fought in the war and they died, but it was a war that was morally wrong.
If you got the rebel flag up and you white, I'm going to call you a cracker, A, and B, I'm going to think you're a racist.
Yeah, I'm
going to
think
you're
racist.
I don't care how nice you are when but you know what I wanted? You know what I would like to do, though? I would like for businesses in the South, if you love it so much, if you love the flag so much, and you got so much pride, if you're a business owner, I want you to do me a favor. If you got the rebel flag on your car, tattooed on your body, I'm going to need for you to put that big-ass rebel flag up in the front of your motherfucking store since you got so much motherfucking pride so I can understand so I don't spend my money in your store.
No, they ain't going to do that because...
Oh, no, I know they ain't going to do that. But they're going to try to fucking convince me that they ain't no problem
money.
With the flag.
That's going to take away from their money. See, that goes back to they know what the flag represents. They want to talk that shit with their mouth, but they ain't going to put it up in a store when it comes to money because they know what the perception is. and they know that it's going to make them lose money. So they can miss me with all that about, no, it's all about Southern pride. No, you know what that flag represents, and that's why you will have it on your body somewhere, and when you at work, it'll be covered up, and you won't fly it in your store because you know you'll lose business and money.
And if there was no problem, I mean, if there was no problem with it, why would anybody see something? Anytime you see anything and it automatically changes your perception or view of a situation without a word being uttered or an act being committed, you know there's a stigma with that thing. That thing, without even moving or anybody even saying anything, has changed someone's attitude. You know that for a fact. How can you sit here and say that it doesn't matter? That's not why I use it. But it does.
It does. It always will because of the history that's associated with the flag. It will always mean something. And anybody that flies it will always be perceived by another race of people, usually black people, as being racist. And by a lot of white people, too, they'll be like, oh, yeah, you know,
yeah,
they racist. Because it's a symbol, and it's common knowledge what it means. You could try to sugarcoat it, change it up all you want to, but, I mean, that's just common sense.
All right. Is having pride, question number two, is having pride for your heritage wrong when you know that the ancestors or the group or the ethnic group has constantly committed atrocities against its people? I say that about people that's like from, maybe you're from a certain part of Africa like Rwanda right now, maybe you're from Haiti or something, who even if, like I never understood the immense pride that Mexicans have when Mexicans come over to America and they have this great, great sense of pride for Mexico. They love Via Mexico. They love it. It's like they love it, but you love it so much you're leaving it because it's that fucked up. Why do you feel the need to wave this flag and represent it so much? If it's that fucked and if you love it that much and if it's so great, why are you here?
And then
you came here illegally on top of the whole shit. We ain't gonna get into that discussion. But then your ass didn't even take the proper chance. You snuck over here.
Right.
And I don't understand groups of people, of ethnic people, who have so much pride and wave flags about a place and represent a place so much that treat the people so bad. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
I never understood it either. I think some people mistake pride for, you know, not being ashamed or, you know, representing where they're from. Because, you know, never be ashamed of where you're from no matter what, you know, good, bad, or different. It's where you're from. You can't change, you know, you
right.
can't change. Can work towards changing it now, but anything that happened in the past, you can't really change that. But I think a lot of people mistake pride for representing where they're from. You know, you can always represent where you're from and don't be ashamed of where you're from and work towards making changes. But I think if you have pride in a place that is morally corrupt, you know, and people down, I think something might be a little wrong with you, because if you're that proud, why did you leave? Why didn't you stay there and glorify in what you're so proud of?
Right, exactly. That's like me personally. I love, you know what I'm saying, my little home state of Florida. I'm not proud of Florida. Florida is a super racist state. I like being from Florida. I like Panama City, Florida. You know what I'm saying? It's my hometown. I got love for the hoods and the people up in it, per se. But I'll never be like, I'm so proud. I'm proud to be from. I'm not proud, nigga. I'm not waving the Bay County city flag. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not getting it tattooed on my body. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not replacing my curtains with the flag like Mexicans do here in Atlanta. You know, you go through certain parts of towns and they don't have curtains and blinds. And blinds is the national flag of their nationality. Costa Rica, whatever the fuck. And it's like, you know, I can understand if you're here for whatever, but if you're one of these people who left that country because it's that fucked up, it's that bad, but then you get over here and you've got all this immense pride. I don't walk around. You'll never, nigga, I wish I would get the American flag tattooed on me. I don't be out. When I was overseas, I wasn't out with the big American flag like, yeah, America, bitches. Yeah. No, I like America. I don't want to live nowhere else. But a sense of, I don't associate, once again, I don't associate pride. It's not a word that I'm going to use to compare how I feel about the country. I like America. I don't really want to live anywhere else that I've been so far. I like to visit places, but I can't see living anywhere else. But saying I'm proud to be an American, I don't know. That's not a word I use. I like America. Now, somebody come over here and invade this motherfucker, and me and my kids is over here, and this is where we live, and they trying to take, they trying to alter my way of living, which I'm good with. Oh, yeah, nigga, don't get me wrong. I pick up a motherfucking AK-47 for these motherfuckers and pop back. You fucking right. Who wouldn't?
That's self-preservation. That's not pride. That's preserving your way of life, which I think is something that we would all do because, really, America is fucked up in itself, but there's really not any place better. So, yeah, if you come over here, you're going to try to start. Oh, yeah, we going to, yeah, I'm going to fight for where I live at now, but that don't mean I'm so prideful and I'm proud to be an American. I like it, yeah, but we do some fucked up shit just like everybody else, and we got a history of doing fucked up shit, and we keep doing fucked up shit. Tea Party, this damn game, I'm just saying.
Yeah, the Tea Party is just the actual fact that the Tea Party even exists now, because the Tea Party wasn't, if Obama wouldn't have got it, let's be one clear, we're already into the third hour of the show. I didn't give the people a chance to I didn't warn the people that was listening online. My bad. But we're to the third hour. Yeah.
My show about to come on.
Yeah, I'm finna get off the phone line. I'm about to get off the phone lines anyway. But before I go, I just gotta make it I gotta make it totally clear. Okay.
I got to answer the rest of my questions too now, don't play.
I will. What about, the only other question was the slavery game. You said how you felt about the slavery game. Right?
Man, that's some fuck ass shit.
You saw the trailer, right? Didn't you see the trailer for the game?
Yeah, I saw the trailer, that bullshit. Yeah, I saw that. I was hot. I mean, and sadly, because we live in America, one of the things that we hold dear is our rights and freedoms and blah, blah, blah. But so they have a right to make it, but fuck that. That's some bullshit. And if it do go like, which I know PlayStation them won't do it if they got any good sense, but if it did, then that's when we need to be like boycotting, band together, and all of that stuff, because that's some bullshit. But they gonna fail. It's going to fail because all them people with them rebel flags and all them closet racists and everybody else is going to buy it.
It's going to sell. It's racist. In this country, it's motherfucking, it ain't going nowhere. It's gonna sell. Last question though: are you proud of your true heritage? Are you proud of your true heritage?
You know what? I got so many things going on. I'm proud of the people, but I won't say that I'm proud of the actual racists that make me up, because they did some. They did some fucked up stuff too, but I'm proud of, you know, some of the people that, because if it wasn't for them people, ain't no telling where we would be now. But as far as on the whole, no, because black people, you know, we do some real jacked up stuff and we portray ourselves and we can't stick together for shit. So, you know, of course we're proud of the Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and all those that fought for our rights, because no telling where we would be if it wasn't for them. But proud of, as a whole, no, because we tear each other down. We can't stick together. We can't work together. We can't build nothing. And that's part of the problem, why we can't never get nowhere.
Exactly. And in closing, once again, there would be no Tea Party if President Barack Obama had not been elected. The only reason why they even came up with the Tea Party and wanted to get their quote-unquote country back. Yeah, they want to get it back from the nigger. Don't get it fucked up and don't play with my fucking intelligence. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Follow me on Twitter, @Blizzum. Follow me on Twitter, @Blizzum. Hit me up on Facebook, and if you're on my Facebook friends list, if you haven't seen the slavery, the trailer for the little bullshit, even though I hate the fact that you got to support World Star Hip Hop by looking at it, giving those fuckers one more extra play and click. I hate it, but that's who's got it up. So I had to put it, I had to go through fucking World Star. I'm gonna have a whole show about World Star motherfucking ass at some point. But I just got way more important shit to talk about than them motherfuckers. K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzon. Episode 211. Hate or heritage, who knows? But if you wear that motherfucking rebel flag, bitch, you a cracker, and I don't like you. Holla.